lips are moving, but I don't really understand what you're saying when you talk to me. Know what you're doing, and you'd rather not be talking to me to where you are with me. So don't test me, it's too high. Doing the wrong thing with the right guy. I won't lie, though you try to make me say so. Baby, don't think right now.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And it's fucking late.
It's really late.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It is 12:15 a.m.
Okay, let's...
What a great time to talk about threesomes.
The perfect time, in fact.
This is Good Moms After Hours.
Welcome to... We even have robes
after
on.
After Dark. Good Moms After Dark.
I love how that sounds.
Right? It has a little... It has a ring to it. Where are you going?
Oh. The door.
Oh, my God. We have both had a long day. And I'm tired as fuck.
Ditto.
But we have a very interesting topic tonight. Well, first you want to talk about... Actually, well, Jamila came over and our homeboy Carlton was here. And for some reason, Lifetime happened to be on. Or did you guys turn on Lifetime?
No, he reminded me it was on. And then I had seen a meme. And we had to, of course, tune in to the R. Kelly documentary. And I kept going back in the room and getting so caught into it. Like,
I know. You guys would be like mid-conversation then quiet all of a sudden.
Like, shit was sucking me in. Like, and then he did a what?
I know. I wasn't really watching it. But, I mean, it's getting a lot of attention about, like, just really how fucked up he is and why he... I don't know why he just continuously... Even after this, I think he'll still get the pass
in some people's minds. He always gets the pass.
Yeah.
But, Erica, you said recently...
I don't mean he gets the pass from me. I just mean, like, for some reason in society, we, like... He gets the pass.
No, but you also said you saw him in concert recently and it was fire.com.
It was, like, not recently. More like 5 years ago.
I thought you said...
He was still a pedophile then, and I knew it.
And
but I was at a music festival. I was at Pitchfork in Chicago, and so there were multiple shows going on. And so at first, I wasn't at his show, and then I heard his music, and it just sounded... It was so, like, it was crazy. It was lit over there. He was going in.
I only have one thing to say.
There's no excuse.
4 years ago, promises is all I had. Oh. Wait a minute. Let me finish. I don't know.
Did you see the one where he was on stage talking about the passport? What? Gave the bitch a passport?
No.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean he gave her a passport?
No, he's singing. So R. Kelly at his shows, he does a lot of, like, freestyle singing.
Okay.
And he will just, like, go on rants.
Okay.
And they're all hilarious. But I don't know. Should I play it? Is this terrible of me? Like, am I supporting him currently? Like, I'm so confused by, like, what's appropriate and what isn't, you know? Because...
Come closer. What this means is... I don't know. I mean, it's such a catch-22 because I think as women, we low-key have kind of been conditioned too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But... The abuse is real and the manipulation is real. And, but it's honestly, it's like mind control, you know, like it's just manipulation on a whole different level. I don't excuse it. I think he's totally weird and something's probably wrong with him. Not something. Definitely he's a pedophile. Definitely he has a little girl fetish.
He's gotten away with it over and over and over and
How?
Over again. I don't know. As a black, I feel like as a black community, like we give him the pass. I think also because I don't know what it is. We don't respect our women. Men don't respect the black woman enough.
Damn.
That their favorite R&B singer, they can't.
They can't.
But he got them hits, you know?
Yeah. Damn, that is, I guess that's bottom line. I don't have anything to say. Like, damn, they don't respect the women. They don't respect the kids. It's true. Yeah, he's weird. Even in the documentary, they're talking about how he was like trolling the high schools.
Wait, hold.
I told you.
Okay. It's not picking up that great. Sorry, we have a new mic. Thank you to Nisha SB, who on Christmas sent us a new mic because she felt bad for our terrible sound. But we're also technologically slow. And, you know, I don't know if any of you guys have ever tried to start a podcast and not know what the fuck you're doing, but
here we are.
Here we are.
Growing. Attempting to be sound engineers.
Sorry, R. Kelly.
Oh, R. Kelly. He was like trolling the high schools, and like it was a known fact, but that people didn't really pay attention because it was like black girls, so like they didn't really pay attention.
That's what one of the victims said, right? Like she felt like no one was protecting them because they were black girls.
Yeah,
in Chicago.
It was just, yeah, it's just very strange. I think, you know what the problem is that people like that really need mental attention. I feel like that's like a really mental thing. If you fetishize someone who's like not fully developed, that's something you got to deal with, like with a therapist. And I think we need to provide more support and like not brush it under the rug, but address it so that people know that they have, like, I think people probably have that fetish and don't say it because it's so taboo, but you have to at some point admit it to go get help for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're shamed because
it's so terrible.
It's terrible, and you've probably abused somebody.
Right. You know? Right, exactly.
And so instead of like trying to correct them, we like, well, not in R. Kelly's case, but in most cases, we throw them away.
Right.
You know, because they deserve it.
So how do those people get help to even exactly address it? So, yeah, I think this is more about that than anything.
But I'm not sympathizing with him because at this point, like, he knows the shit's fucking wrong and he's doing nothing to try and change it. In fact, he's continuing on because he's gotten away with it so many times and now taking victims, like, not to taking prisoners and shit.
That reminds me of the last time I popped my head in there, this girl was saying she was, they were together and they had a really nice night and she was happy and he bought her a gown and then they got back to the house and there was a girl there waiting, and he explained to her that she was a neighbor and that she was 16 and basically tried to make it seem like he wanted to try something new
with her.
Yeah.
And the girl.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And like had a mattress set up, a tripod and a camera, and basically the girl started crying.
The little girl?
No, the grown woman.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, man, how am I gonna fucking watch my video now with you crying and shit? His response that he was mad, not that she was crying, but that he wouldn't be able to enjoy his video later.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he doesn't have any, he's a sociopath. There's no emotion involved.
Even his ex-wife is on there, and they have kids together. How he wouldn't let her come out of the room. She had to ask to come out of the room to eat. Everybody was downstairs watching the playoff game, and she was knocking on the room door, and Sparkle was like, is somebody knocking? And he was like, yeah. And she's like, can I come get a bite to eat? He's like, yeah, come on. Can you fucking imagine, dude?
Like, what is she doing in there?
What kind of dickmatizing?
Dick trickery is this?
What kind of dick sorcery? What in the dick sorcery?
What is the dick sorcery? Oh, that is going to be my new shit. What in the dick sorcery is this shit?
It's this shit. Stay away from that dick sorcery, ladies. It's out there.
Dickmatized. And
that shit will get you every time. Not to that level, though. Then I also heard a little peep. I only saw some of it. Peep about they were all on the bus, the tour bus, when they were, you know, speculating whether or not him and Aaliyah were in a relationship. Even though Aaliyah and him were making appearances on television shows in matching outfits.
Right.
Like, well, what the fuck?
Right.
Anyway, the tour bus door swung open and he was basically having sex with Aaliyah. A 16-year-old girl. And he, at that point, I don't know how old he was, but old enough to know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, I don't want to remember Aaliyah that way.
I know. I mean, it's just sad. It's actually, because it is manipulation. I've had, I mean, I, even looking back into my high school experience, I've had situations where I was like, yeah, that was...
not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I had a much older boyfriend in high school, and he knew. Like, he liked that I was young.
Yeah.
Like, he would talk about it.
Yeah, like...
And I was like, huh, and I liked it, too. It was weird. It was manipulated.
It was manipulated, because you thought it meant you... it was cool.
I was special.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, yeah. It was special. That's so fucked up and weird.
That is weird. Speaking of weird things, is that a good transition to our topic?
Sure. Speaking of, it's not weird.
It's no, it's not weird. It's kinky though. That's, okay, this was a really bad transition. That was a fail.
I mean, you put on your sexy voice. So
I've been told I have a bedroom voice. This is the quiet storm. We're high, guys. Jesus. Okay, so tonight's episode is about... oh, we already told you guys last week what it's about. Top 5 ways to have a positive threesome experience.
Yeah. Exactly.
How did we manage to get this classy title? Top 5 ways to have a positive threesome experience.
Women.
Threesome 101.
We are some of the classiest, sexually liberated black women.
And we're going to educate
you
tonight.
We're going to take you through our top 5 because we are the experts in this shit.
Self-proclaimed threesome experts. You have questions, we have answers.
Hopefully. Oh my God.
So, number 1, communication/rules.
Major key.
Major key for this whole
experience to go down.
Yeah. First things first.
So just a little backstory on why this, if you didn't tune into last week's episode, we had a listener call in
on our hotline.
Write in and ask us like some advice because she's been with her husband for
9 years.
They have 2 kids and they've only ever been with each other. I think her husband had slept with 1 other person and they're about to get married. Oh, they're about to get married next month. And, or in 2 months.
Couple months.
They think that they're in a really great place in their relationship, but they both feel the urge to have sex with other people.
Because they've never, he's had sex with 1 other person, she's never had sex with anyone but him.
Like, maybe a threesome, or maybe just sex on their own, but she didn't know, like...
just to open up their marriage or relationship.
She didn't know how to go about it. She didn't know, like, what the rules were. She didn't know if she should wait till she's married or not married. And also a friend of ours, she also has been inquiring about or like just interested in having a threesome with her husband. And she's never hooked up with a girl, but she's been interested in it in a long time. And she was asking me, like, there's there like a blueprint to this shit? Like, who's supposed to be doing what?
She
what
was
are the
asking
rules?
Questions. Like, how do you get a girl to do it? Like, what do you say? How do you know if they're down?
Mm-hmm. And I think we're just in a much more, I hear this come up more and more for people because I think we're in a much more sexually liberated time than ever where like couples are more like open relationships are very normal now.
Right. It's almost the norm.
It is the norm. I mean, it's not normal, I don't think, for everyone in their head, but it's becoming a popular idea.
Or more acceptable.
Popular
yeah.
idea. I think people have the idea only if you act on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's been happening for a long time.
It has, but openly talking about it?
Right, no, not so much. It's more like this is our personal, quiet understanding.
Right. And so, yeah, so that's where this, you know, having 2 people reach out to us in 1 week about how to have a threesome.
Because clearly everybody thinks we know the answers because we've had multiple.
I mean, my threesome experience, I've had some, but not, you're way more experienced than I am.
I think that you have a very interesting perspective, which I really like your perspective. I'm kind of jealous. I wish I found a cool couple like that when you, like maintaining a relationship, not even a relationship, but yeah, like a platonic relationship with a married couple. I think that's cool because everybody's in the know. It's just interesting. I thought that was a cool marriage to be a part of for a part of time, like a temporary part mm-hmm. of time. And they're mm-hmm. both hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, really?
I know. I got really lucky. I don't
you
know
got
how that...
super lucky. You're like the luckiest Tinder. Like, I don't know.
Luckiest Tindering bitch ever.
Ever. So a lot of my experiences were all random, I'd say, and drunken.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, but yeah, not as thought, I guess, thought out. But anyway, we're here to tell you all that we know.
Okay.
So
yeah, number one, communication/rules.
Also, okay, we're going to go down this list and we're going to do it from a couple's perspective and also the guest's perspective, because for sometimes you'll be the guest star and sometimes you may be listening to know how to recruit, or you're in a couple or you want to introduce it as a couple thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think the first question, which... is really important question. And actually, I called our girl Wheezy to ask her about her threesome experience before this episode. And she actually gave me some really good good things to think about, which one of them was, why are you having the threesome? And it's like, are you having this to revive your relationship? Are you having this because your husband keeps mentioning it? And so you're like, just want to please him. Are you having it because you've always been interested in women and you, you know, you want to try it out?
Explore it.
Like, why are you having it? And, like, if your answer is not out of, I think, derived out of, like, an insecurity or...
Or also, like, from a man's perspective, like, if you're okay, well, I mean, I don't know. If you're doing it to revive your relationship or revive your interest in your partner, I don't know.
I think it's tricky.
It could work and it could not.
Or could have a backfire on you.
So you need to be honest if this is someone you really want to do that with. And if you even want to be with that person to begin with. If you're doing it as an escapism in a relationship, I don't think that's healthy. If you're doing it to add to your relationship and to, you know, like, pump it up.
If you're doing it because your man isn't giving you attention and you think maybe, like, you need to bring another woman in, then I would say no, don't do that either.
Yeah.
You guys have some shit to work on.
If you have any, like, major doubts, if you don't like pussy, don't do it. You know? Don't just try pussy because you think your man will like it, because once your face gets close to that pussy, things are going to get strange. You're going to be like, damn.
I'm here now.
Yeah. If you're curious about it, then definitely, I think, act on it, because, you know, you only live once.
And just communicating with your partner, having open conversations about, you know, what your expectations are, or, and, like, you know, just having an understanding and a thorough understanding, common trust. And I think what leads us to is rules. So communicating the rules of what this threesome is going to be, whether it's, you know, if we're going down, like, the couple side right now.
Okay.
So if you're a couple, like I would say, you know, you guys need to be on a group text and you don't stray from the group text.
You don't communicate outside of the group text.
And you need to really make your man really understand this, because men are weak.
And a lot of times you give these motherfuckers an inch and they will take a mile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is for the men out there. Don't do that. If your woman is cool enough and open enough and secure enough to open it up and obviously do things that not all women are down to do, or, you know, just explore things sexually, definitely don't take advantage of that. Be honest, even if it's uncomfortable, and definitely, like, respect the fucking rules.
Don't damage that trust.
Do not.
Because that's almost worse than cheating.
It is. Because I've given you permission, and now you're taking advantage of me. And now I'm going to slap the shit out of you. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
I don't condone domestic violence.
Only in times of threesome cheating.
Right. Which is the worst type of cheating. It's pretty bad. Rules. Oh, a lot of people have rules about, okay, I don't really believe in this, but I've heard a lot of people have rules about, like, kissing, certain things you can and cannot do physically, sexually. Maybe you don't want your man to eat another bitch's pussy. I mean, it depends where you get this bitch, where I can understand that rule. But...
Where'd you get the bitch?
Depends where you found her, you know. She's quality, she's top-notch, you know. If she's you may not want to, anyone might not want to eat that pussy. You may not have to, you know?
I hate you.
But what I'm saying is, do you not want the kiss? I think stuff like that is silly because, to me, if you're having an intimate relationship,
you're already putting limitations on.
Like, if you're putting
what's supposed to be free,
don't touch that bitch's right titty. You know, like if you have ridiculous expectations, especially physically, you can only contain sex to a certain extent. If you're opening it, you know.
That's another thing. It's like, you know, once you open that box, it's open. It's like opening Pandora's box. That shit don't close back up most of the time.
Whatever comes out of Pandora's box, the good and the bad, you have to deal with it because you've given permission to open that door.
And also, I think as a partner, you have to also, like I was saying before, we're talking about this before we recorded, is like you have to, as much as it's opening Pandora's box, like you also have to be open to the idea that like maybe your partner doesn't like it and closing that box. And can you handle that? Can you handle like
tasting it a little and then not being able to continue frolicking in it?
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're the person coming in and it's not a couple situation, don't get no motherfucking feelings for somebody in a relationship and start acting crazy. That is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming in as a guest, be a motherfucking guest like you would be in somebody's house.
Be respectful.
Be respectful, you know, like.
Ask them questions. Get to know them both. You know, it's important that they feel equal.
And I think it's important that you respect the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it just makes everything better. And I'm not into that sneaky shit.
Do tell them. Also, I think the couple too, like they have a responsibility to make that guest feel special
and comfortable
and feel comfortable and, you know, like kind of, I feel like wine and dine that person.
Yeah. You're like dating them.
Yeah.
Well, depends on the scenario, but yeah, but
in a way, not wine and dine them, but you know what I mean? Like treat
and
them.
And also for me, when I've been a guest,
buy me a drink or two.
Yeah, for sure. Or for
dinner. Shit.
Also. Okay. That's a difficult, we'll get down there. You should usually include liquor.
Step one,
usually alcohol is highly recommended.
Not always.
Not always.
But if you're trying to loosen up and it's your first time and you're nervous.
Maybe. If you're not a good drinker, don't. The rules for the couple to the guest. I think, yeah, not only include her and make her feel comfortable, but as a guest, if I can feel any sense of any remote jealousy or weirdness or awkwardness, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything to do with this because you guys think you want this, but I can tell that this bitch doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
has that happened to you?
I've been in situations where I could tell like the guy was wanting to do it and she was maybe feeling threatened. And I was trying to like warm her up. This makes me sound terrible.
Being a good guest.
Yeah, but and even not even saying like I was going into it knowing that this was the expectation, but just getting the feel. That's just if you go out to dinner with people and you run into a couple, it's just courtesy. Don't over flirt with a bitch's guy and he's acting overly anxious. Have more conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know your spot, bitch.
Right. Okay, so then what else is... Okay, so I think another rule... I don't know. I mean...
I think your partner...
I think sexually, like, it's important for everyone to be equal to. You know what I mean? Or, I mean, it depends what kind of setup you're trying to have.
Right, if you want a setup where you're dedicating it all to... If it's someone's birthday, you know? Is it your man's birthday, so everybody's attention is on him? Is it your birthday? All the attention's on you, you know? Is it her birthday? Maybe this is about you guys pleasing her. I mean, it's all types
I think men, you guys need to let the woman choose.
No, it's not you think. It's an absolute mandatory thing. The woman has to choose. That's
a number one rule in the rules.
The woman has to choose. Unless she has, if you have the best bitch on earth and she said you choose, then congratulations. No, she's not so smart. Honestly, like, no. Don't even try to recommend. You could say something like, oh, what do you think about her? She's kind of cute, maybe a little. But don't make any requests. And don't suggest someone you fucked before.
Yeah.
Don't lie and say you've never fucked this person before and then introduce them. Those are all absolute fuck no's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think you absolutely have to put that in the woman's court. Oh, also, oh wait, were we there yet? No. Okay.
I think also, like, it makes the woman feel like she's more in control of the situation. And, you know, unfortunately, niggas have a real bad track record. So, like, we need that.
Yeah.
And we need that, I guess, that validation. I think, you know, for me, like, I'm kind of, I know I've been aggressive lately, but I'm, like, kind of shy when it comes to women because it's so strange to me because I don't know how to really, like, I've always been on the other side. I'm the woman. Like, I don't really,
the guest, you're saying?
I just mean, like, I'm not good at flirting with women. So maybe a wife would feel uncomfortable approaching the woman. So she needs the support of her husband to, or her partner, her boyfriend, whatever.
To do the flirting.
Like, yeah. Like, and that's like, even me, like out when I've been out with a guy I'm dating who we're interested in doing that, like, I'll be like, this is the girl I like. I need you. But I've let him know.
No, right.
Like, I like her. And need you to try to seal this deal. Like, go flirt with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you gotta.
And that's a really good indication to let the girl know what you're implying, like what you're trying to get, you know? Like, right. When there's equal flirting and it's equal. I guess it's more difficult for the woman because it's harder for a woman to flirt with a woman and know if she's down with the get down. Like, if you're not being aggressive and she's not being aggressive either, someone at some point has to be the aggressor.
Right.
But I don't know. I think you're lying because I've seen. So Erica and I have a slight girl crush on one of our guests recently. That's Carmen.
What? Okay, we're putting it out there.
We have, hopefully
she's definitely.
I'm sure she already knows.
She's gonna listen. I don't think it's a secret. I
think it's a very known fact. She has a really nice body.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's really beautiful. She's cool, mm-hmm. And she's fun. Mm-hmm. Anyway, me and Erica are having a slight rivalry. Just a little bit of rivalry.
Just a little bit of
lesbian rivalry. Anyway, Erica's claiming right now that she's all innocent and that she doesn't approach women and blah, blah, blah. But I've seen a different side of Erica.
You know, tequila does that. Like we said, step one, alcohol.
Okay. If you want to bring out your inner freak, get you some tequila. Because fucking Erica, we went out a couple weeks ago with Carmen and others and we're partying. And, you know, we're out in the photo booth and literally I look back. I just, like, maybe I look back for like 5 seconds. I just see Erica moving in towards Carmen's face. I'm like, this little sneaky bitch.
Well, and earlier you were touching her and I was like, stop touching her. Stop.
That's that fucking Scorpio.
I was like, stop it.
You don't own
I her. Already told you that I'm on that.
She did. You did. She claimed it like before she even met her. I have a crush on one of our listeners.
I did.
Yeah, okay, so I guess that's all you.
All right, Carmen, now you know.
Unless you want to choose otherwise.
Look, I'm first.
Okay.
Anyway, so most of the time I'm meek and very awkward in front of women.
Until she gets a little tequila, in which case she will make out with you, whether you like it or not. Not saying that Carmen didn't like it.
Oh, I didn't make out with Carmen.
Oh, there was no time, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, maybe we could do like a 3-way kiss.
See, she's trying to go negotiate. Okay.
Just like what?
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine. Fine. Okay, this is the number one rule of all the rules. This is all number one golden threesome rule. Do not plan the threesome. Just don't do it. It has to happen organically. You can't go out on the prowl. When you go out on the prowl, epic fail. You never meet a good bitch.
But I don't agree with you because I did plan one and it was with the couple that I was hanging out with. And
that's because you guys were seeing each other. Like that was
because it was off an app.
Yeah, it was off an app. You knew the intention. It was set up that way.
Yeah, but I guess, if you're going out.
But even then, you guys went out. You guys went to dinners.
I know, but we knew it was going down. We went to one. We went to dinner and then went to the room. Went to the condo. Condo. Their condo.
Well, it's Tinder.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if you guys, did we already touch on this? If you were tuned into the first episode, Erica had a Tinder love affair.
What, like my couple?
Yeah. Did we talk about this already?
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I met a beautiful couple on Tinder, and I didn't believe it was real. And it was, like, right around the, like, beginning of me breaking up. Or I was broken up with, but I was, like, trying to, like, get out there and try new shit. And so I found them, and we chatted, and they sent me other photos, and I knew they were real. And I was like, goddamn. And then I wasn't sure if I was going to do it. They told me they wanted to go to dinner, and they wanted to take me to dinner. Went to dinner, had some margaritas.
Margaritas.
Yeah. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she did it.
Mm-hmm. Then I did it.
Several times. Mm-hmm. And it was lovely, right?
It was great.
So yeah, that's a success.
Yeah. And to see their relationship, like, you know, the only reason I know some of these rules is because of them, you know, because they had rules.
Which brings us to two. Mm-hmm. How do you go about having a threesome? How do you recruit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, friends versus strangers.
And do you use an app? Do you recruit Erica from a Tinder?
Hey.
Do you go to the bar? I would say any of the above. Mm-hmm. Depends how direct you're trying to be. Mm-hmm. I personally like an in-person meetup because I can feel you out. I can see you. Energy is big for me. Sometimes, you know, those five picks don't do all the justice. Mm-hmm.
Is that computer loud?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's affecting the sound.
We have these classy microphones, so I think we're good.
But it's recording through the computer.
Oh, well.
All right, whatever.
It doesn't matter now.
Okay. Yeah. Bar.
Okay, bar. Again, with the liquor. I put a dance bar. What's a dance bar?
I have no idea.
The club. Because, you know, like, that's how a lot of my lesbians spot me out on the dance floor. I see how close they're getting, you know?
I see that witchy dance. They're enticed.
Yeah.
You know, I think for me, because I am a little, like, awkward and I'm not really good at reading women in that way all the time, I think that an app was better for me. And it's probably still is in ways because it's like a sure thing.
You don't think the dance bar helps?
I mean, the dance bar, maybe now that I've entered into, I've had more experiences in, like that.
Now
I could do that. But early on, like, I felt awkward. I wasn't as, like, secure in just approaching a woman and being like, what's up? You know, I'm like, because actually there's a girl that I've liked for a really long time when I lived in New York. And like, I wanted to sleep with her and I had no idea how to do it. And I would hang out with her all the time and I would like think, I'm like, am I giving off the signs? I'm like, maybe she doesn't like girls. Like, I'm so confused. Do I ask her? And it was just, I had no game. Zero fucking game.
I don't have any game either. You have to like basically tell me.
No, you have game.
Oh, okay.
You do.
Thanks.
It's just natural.
Okay.
Yeah, you got game. I saw it when you were trying to hook Carmen. Back the fuck up.
Yo, one time, Carmen posted a pic, and I put, like, the drooly face or something. This bitch sent me a threatening text message, like, back the fuck up, bitch. I saw, don't be commenting on her pictures like that. I was like, is she really mad? I was like, this bitch is really mad. She's like, I already told you. I was like, damn. It's like our first fight. This bitch is serious.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Carmen.
I think she's our friend. I was like, she's going to think we're aggressive two pairs of friends.
Well, now she definitely is. She's like, never going to hang out with us again.
Don't be scared, Carmen. We don't bite. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think.
Okay.
I think also, like, if you're a conservative couple, going back to couples. If you're a conservative couple, you've never done this before, either one of you, you want to even just test out if you even really like, first of all, if you're okay with seeing another woman be on your man, first of all, because you might think about it and like the idea, but then when you actually see it, it might fuck you up. So I think a really good place to start is going to a strip club and
Just buying a few lap dances.
Buying some lap dances, enjoying the women, and seeing how you feel with your man being with another woman. Because whether you're having a threesome or he's out doing his own thing and you're out doing your own thing, like, I feel like that's a visual that you need to see, like, to know for sure.
Yeah, and even if you think, like, do I like pussy? Do I want to eat it? You know, like, that's also a good place. Because the strippers are always going to be nice to you. It's their job. So, you know, you can't get rejected. There's no awkward moments. That's going to be your, you know, sometimes even strippers are good candidates. I've known some, like, birthday situations where they got a stripper. And I know friends or ex-friends that used to be strippers and were, like, purchased for threesome purposes.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but whatever. And also, if you're a very, 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 very conservative couple and
it's too much for you.
You need to start by watching porn together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe indulging in some threesome porn together to see if even you're comfortable with it, or lesbian porn or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your man will be aroused at watching it, and that'll either make you uncomfortable or not, or it's vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know.
Also, choosing a friend or choosing a stranger. This is a very tricky one. I hear this a lot. Because is it too close to home inviting your friend? Are you going to feel weird after, and now you fucked up your friendship because somebody's feeling weird? Do you feel like, now is that bitch looking at my man because she's around and she's fucked him? Is he looking at her? Blah, blah, blah. Or if you're the friend, sometimes me and Erica have both experienced this. You have sex with a friend couple, and then they want to do it all the time, and you're like, wait, that was just like fun time one time. You don't, mm-hmm. This is not a regular thing. We're friends, and then it gets, you don't know how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to, if you're gonna do a friend, it has to be a friend, a really good close friend, like, you know which friends are like,
and that you know you can talk to about it afterwards. It's not gonna be weird. Well, there's just no way to know, actually, because even my first ever threesome experiences was with one of my best friends. And we were young though, but still, I didn't know how to talk to her about it afterwards. Like, it was like our friendship just kind of fizzled out because, like you said, like, she still wanted to continue doing it. And I was like, wait, we're like
friends.
Best friends for like a long time. Like, I'm good. And so instead of dealing with it, we just kind of, like, stopped hanging out. It was weird.
Yeah.
I'm also young, so I think I'm more mature now.
So you can
you can be emotionally immature at 31 too. So
I'm so unawkward that I can set a tone where I can make you feel like, did we even have sex?
Mm.
Like, I can.
Mm-hmm.
I've had friends who I were to, like, try me alone, and we'll, like, have sex, and the next day it's like, we're gonna go to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever. It doesn't even, like, I could go either way. We could talk about it. We don't have to talk about it. I could pretend it didn't happen. It doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's not like that. Mm-mm. And you have to be able, that's why you have to know your friends and know who's, like, you know, don't choose any sneaky bitches friends. You know, only friends you really trust.
Mm-hmm.
Or no friends at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think friends can feel safe. You know, they can, but I think, yeah, you really have to think about it. I think I prefer, more, like, strangers or, like, just acquaintances.
Not close.
Friends.
Yeah.
Not, like, real friends that I hang out with.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're in a marriage or a relationship and then bringing a friend in.
Yeah.
It might be too close because you all are going to hang out all the time. And it's just going to ruin it.
Unless your friend is me. No, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. What else? Choosing a friend versus a stranger. I've done it a couple times. I prefer to be the guest. What about you?
I've only been the guest.
Oh, okay.
So, well, actually, that's not true. Because my experience in Spain, I wasn't the guest.
Oh, we'll hear about that later.
I felt more, like,
empowered
for sure. I did not feel empowered with, like, the couple or like that, but it's just a different sense of empowerment, which I'm sure she, you know, the wife probably felt too.
Yeah.
You know? And I wanted to give that to her as the guest.
Yeah, yeah, because that's your role as the guest. Yeah.
Are we done with that?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Moving on.
This list is janky. It looks like...
Oh, yeah. The partner must know you're the VIP. That's a good one. Did we say that out loud yet?
So you have to make your partner the VIP.
Yeah.
Don't make the bitch the VIP. That is... Unless you guys pre-discuss some shit like that.
Well, I mean... I felt like a VIP with the couple.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, because you're excited that you're there.
Yeah.
You're the guest.
Yeah, they definitely, like, made me feel pleased.
You have to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Just has to be equal parts, everybody.
I think everybody needs their VIP moment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and there's got to be a lot of eye contact with you and your partner.
Yeah, this is a juggle. This is not an easy thing. There are rules. There are things you need to be conscious of while interacting.
Yeah, like, if you're with your man or you're with your woman, you need to make motherfucking eye contact with her a bunch of times.
And there has to be
to let her know we're in this together. I'm here with you, baby. Yeah, she's here, but like
we're here. We're doing this.
Yeah, we're doing this for us.
Yeah, and we're and you got to just make sure everybody's vibe is right. A lot of reassurance is required, especially if this is like the first time or the first couple times or whatever. Number three.
Where is your writing? There it is.
Recruiting. Did we do that already?
What does that say? Does that say recruiting? What does that say underneath it?
Empowered?
I guess what we just touched on that is, yeah, the empowerment part is empowering your partner and, you know, just making them feel assured. And also, like I said before, like knowing your partner well enough to know if they're enjoying this or not and not being selfish.
Oh, and also I think what we forgot to touch on the recruiting is, what do you say to recruit someone to come to the bedroom with you and your partner?
Right.
And if you're a guest, we're going to hope that they're asking you. You don't ask a couple. You can seem available and fun, but you don't ask.
Right.
Only couples invite single people, or it just happens. But, do you have any suggestions?
I mean, for me as the guest, like, most of the time, the woman is the one that's like made me feel comfortable at first, touching, you know, rubbing my leg, you know, it's all about, it's contact, you know, like
how comfortable you're getting, how flirty, how touchy.
Like when you're talking, touch her leg, touch her arm, get closer, like
dance clothes, dance sexy music.
Yeah. And then maybe like grab your man, let him touch her, give him permission, you know,
like, wow, she has such nice boobs. Look at her boobs. Damn.
Yeah. Like, so I think it's just be physical.
You're beautiful. Wow.
You know,
isn't she beautiful?
Complimentary.
Or you could be like me. And it's like,
Jamila's one was get in the shower.
Oh, it's like once you get him back to the house, well, this also ensures that she's clean, but it's true. And it's fun. And like, oh, let's just take a shower. I'm so like dirty. No, don't say that. But it's like, you want to get in the shower? I want to take a shower. Drunk shower. It just seems fun. And then you can make your moves, you know, like wash each other. You wash, you know, so you know what's going on. She knows what's going on. And then you could just go, and it flows from there. Mm-hmm. Kissing, obviously. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you are taking a girl home and your husband's driving, jump in the back seat with the girl, and then that's a nice...
We did that. Yeah.
I've done that, too. Mm-hmm. A nice place to get it started. He can look in the rearview mirror. It's kind of hot. It builds up.
Mm-hmm. You get connected to the girl first.
First, right. It's kind of like Avatar, you know, when they pull their ponytail behind and they stick it in that thing that flies to connect. You get your first, so you've made the bond.
Bitch. I literally just can't with this example and the miming that just happened with your braids. Is that what it's like? Okay. I guess so.
That's also the same thing with the woman has to recruit. It has to be someone she initiates contact with, someone she chooses, because that's a part of making that avatar bond, because I've set my stamp. Our relationship is, you were like, it's just...
It's just protocol.
Yeah.
And then it makes her feel more comfortable, and essentially that's who needs to feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but then we're thinking very feminist, because what if there are men who don't really want to open their relationship up, and maybe the woman really is craving some pussy, and
or some dick,
which is a whole different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I've come across very, very, very limited amount of men who would be willing to give, first of all, to hear the fantasy that his wife or woman wants to be with more than one guy at one at the time, because it's such a stigma. Men can fucking crave it all day long, but if a woman craves it, she's a whore, it's a train.
Right, it's always a train. Look, well, literally, my friend was just here right now, and we were talking about threesomes. And when he was talking about threesomes, we were talking about two girls and a guy. He was like, "Oh yeah, threesome." And
then I've only had one.
And then we were talking about two girls and a guy. I mean, two guys and a girl. He was like, "Oh yeah, I've done that. That's a train." And I'm like, "It's literally the same thing. Like, yeah. It's the exact same thing."
Right. And even the word, it's a train. Like, she's a train.
Yeah.
It's so demeaning. It's
so degrading.
And, even I had this conversation with Young Bae, and he's like, if I've ever found out you had sex with two guys one time, I would never fuck with you. I'm like, wow, despite the fact that you know me.
Right, and know who I am.
Right. So it's, you know, as much as we'd like to say, like, men are open-minded, there's still so much, constriction on who we're allowed to be and who they're allowed to be. Because even in my mind, it sounds like a train.
Because that's... You know what? I don't think that when I think of it. I think of it as threesome.
You do?
When I think of train, I think of something different. I think of like orgy more.
Okay. I think of like a lot of guys.
Like orgy, one girl, and like more than two guys. But it's not true.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah.
One guy told me that his girl had expressed wanting to have sex with two guys, and he was actually open to giving her what she wanted. He said, "Now the guy couldn't like stay. He would have to get the fuck up out there after that. He couldn't like stay and cuddle." He's like, "Whereas if it was me, yeah, I want like you two to just like cuddle up under my arms and fall, nestle under me and fall asleep."
Mm-hmm.
And if
that'd be weird.
I've had threesomes like that
with two guys.
No.
I was thinking of two guys nestling each other and a girl in the middle. Yeah, like
he keeps saying he would just
not weird, but that would be like I think. The guy was also getting pleasure out of the guy as well.
Then. Right. Well, I don't know if everyone has nestle, but have you guys seen Savages?
Is that with the...
Blake Lively? Yeah. I always talk about this when we talk about threesomes because it's my favorite.
Threesome movie?
Yeah. It's so loving. It's so friendly. It's like my ideal. Like if
there's another movie too. I can't remember
what if I was going to have a relationship like that, it would be like that. Like just, we're all best friends and I get the best of both worlds.
There's that one with Penelope Cruz and Scarlett Johansson. You need to see that one because they're both hot.
Ooh.
And Javier Bardem.
Oh, he has two girlfriends?
Those are his two girlfriends.
Oh, wow. Well, that's just like Savages. They're both hot, and they both fuck her like totally different. It's so hot. He fucks her all hardcore, and one fucks her all gentle and soft, and they like all love each other. They're best friends. They love her. They treat her like a queen. It's great. Okay, anyway.
What else is there? Oh, what about the condom thing? We were talking about this too because, you know, is my computer about to die? Oh my God. The condom thing, like whether, like how you deal with that as a couple, you know, if you're married or you're in a relationship and you guys don't use condoms.
Well, you definitely slip a condom on.
Well, I know how it's worked in my situation, but.
Wait, he just put a condom on when he has sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then when he's with. He doesn't.
He takes it off, yeah. Uh-huh. And if it's two bitches that you don't, it's all, nobody's fucking wrong. You need to switch condoms between bitches, pussies. You need to enter one, switch it out, and enter the other. There shouldn't be no double dipping of the condoms, because that's pretty strange. What else did we forget? That's a big one, the condom one. You cannot fuck up with that. Do not fuck up and have a threesome raw because that, I've heard a bad story about that too. A couple was having sex with her friend multiple times. The guy pulled the condom off, fucked the friend raw. And basically pulled out kind of late. Bitch ended up getting pregnant.
The friend?
The friend. So she was saying it wasn't his. The baby came looking just like this guy. And it was just very sketchy.
Was that intentional on her part?
Like, I don't know, but just to avoid all of that.
Just don't have sex with unprotected with, yeah.
A threesome situation.
Yeah, no. Imagine if you got pregnant with your husband during a threesome.
That'd be kind of...
Is that weird?
No. Who cares? It's your husband.
You'll always have this little
funny story. Funny
secret.
I know.
Secret, right? About your kid. Oh, God. That no kid ever wants to know.
Right.
Do not, what does that say?
Do not plan a threesome. Must be organized.
Organic. Must be organic. Organic. Yeah, I think that's, I mean, we talked about that already, right?
Yeah.
Because
that was like the number one rule.
Yeah.
Open relationship versus occasional threesome. Mm, there's a difference. Totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have threesomes doesn't mean you have an open relationship. Men.
Well, the definition of an open relationship is means your relationship is open. You by yourself can go sleep with somebody else.
Oh, right. Because some people have open relationships but don't ever partake in threesomes. Right?
Right. No.
Yeah. They do it separately.
They do it separately, period. Yeah.
Because they don't want to see it. Right. And overall, to top off this list, the aftermath. What now? After the threesome has gone down. Oh, we forgot to talk about, like, specific threesome moves.
A threesome, like what? Oh, like actual, like, sex positions?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. like we said, if you want to start it off, I suggest maybe a shower, a group shower, maybe, like you said, a leg rub, a little massage. Oh, you have nice boobs, let me touch. But once it gets really started and we've initiated, it's a threesome, it's happening, we're in motion, what do we do now? you can do like a two people giving one person head at the same time. You can give one person giving head. And the other person giving someone else head.
Do you think it's like proper? Do you think it's like threesome etiquette to let the couple, if you're a guest, have sex first? Like let them start fucking first before you are in that space?
No. I never even thought about that.
These are questions that I'm sure like people have.
I think that I think if you're the guest, I kind of let the couple initiate.
What's going on?
Because clearly you guys know what you like.
Yeah, you guys have done this before,
right? Or so you assume. Yeah.
But as far as moves, yeah, I would say there's so many,
and I could just kind of let it happen naturally.
But basically, one person should always be everyone should be receiving pleasure simultaneously.
Yeah, and sometimes you want to just sit back and watch.
Yeah.
And just kind of play a little here, play a little there, you know? It doesn't have to always be hardcore three-way involvement.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I told my friend, I sent her a porn because she told me, like, what's the playbook? What's the rules? Like, who does what to that? And, like... yes, there. You should watch maybe porn, but also porn can be really unrealistic when it comes to a threesome too. Like, don't get carried away on like whatever your favorite threesome porn was, and think that you have to reenact it.
Yeah, that's in any sexual experience.
Well, I think yeah, for sure.
A more advanced move is like maybe if the guy eats one pussy and pumps the other girl at the same time on a couch. That's a little advanced, but if you know. One person can ride while the other person rides a face.
Right.
I'm sure there's actual terms for this. anyway, I just wanted to touch on a couple of those.
Like reverse cowgirl. She's on the couch.
Okay.
Cowgirl's eating pussy.
Yeah. Cowgirl's eating pussy. We could be facing either way, getting the pussy.
That's true.
Yeah. But that would be nice. We could face each other. Mm-hmm. And she's riding.
And he's just there.
Yeah. He's just there, yeah, underneath you both, like a log. We'll call it...
reverse log.
Two logs on a train.
No train.
What's that celery snack with the raisins?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Ants on a log. Okay, whatever.
Anyway, I'm sure you...
It's late as fuck.
We'll provide some diagrams on our Insta story. And you can see, maybe even upload them to our website.
Good idea.
Bam. What else?
Okay, so the aftermath. We've touched on every step. The before, the recruiting, the after. Now we're here. We've done it.
Mm-hmm. We're done.
You feeling good?
I keep thinking I hear Irie waking up.
You need to chill with your faces. You're like, everything's like...
But no, you're scared.
Oh, okay, mine. Okay, what now? Ending sex relationships after threesome experience.
Yeah, like, do you want to just have one-off experiences? Or are you down... Like, if you find that right guest, is that someone you want to consistently...
Is she a reoccurring guest?
Or do you have a few reoccurring guests?
Or is the rule that they get cut off immediately after?
Right.
Because sometimes that's a rule of no contact with her after. But maybe it's just a vacation. You know, maybe that's the whole point. Or maybe you maintain it. But those things also need to be discussed. Also, as the guest, do you sleep? Do you spend the night? Do you stay? Do you cuddle?
Right.
Don't stay too long.
I think the guests, you really, like, I hate people that don't get the fucking clue.
Like, go.
Like, leave. Like, we're tired. We don't want to talk anymore. Or, like, you know, it's just, get the fuck
read
out.
Read the room. Read energies. This is important.
Don't be selfish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've had threesomes where I, like, spent the night the next day and then just dip out in the morning. I've had threesomes where we cuddle. But usually, yeah, it's time to go. I've had threesomes with friends and it's, like, not a big deal at all the next day, you know?
I mean, unless the couple is, like, really, you know, making you feel like they want you to stay, they want you to join them to breakfast, you know?
Right.
And you feel comfortable with that, then fine. But if they're not really, like, giving you any more guidance as to where to go from here, it means it's time to go.
Yeah.
And, I think as a couple, like, you have to kind of have that conversation. Like, what is the end game? You have to think about the end game a little bit, you know?
And don't wake up the next day. Don't get so drunk that the next day, like, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
Don't overthink shit. Sometimes a good fucking fuck is a good fucking
just
fuck.
Just laugh.
It's just fun. You have to remember, it's just
It's your
fun.
Little secret.
Yeah, it's your little secret. Don't overthink it. Always get a girl that you think is a little less cute than you. And you'll be good.
Is that a rule?
You're going to get the finest bitch? I mean, kind of, sometimes, yeah. It depends. I mean, for me, I don't know. I
guess in my one experience not being the guest, like, I knew I was definitely, I felt like, I was more attractive to him than she was to him.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not even, I mean.
But that's just fucking,
it's shallow.
That's so lame. It's kind of whack. It's kind of insecure. We got to work on that. That's not a good sound advice. You don't agree? She's like, bitch, no, actually, I stand by what I said.
No, I mean, I said what I said. I said my statement, and that's what I said, and I stand by what I said. It's my statement. No, it is insecure. And that's not true, because if it's a bitch I want to fuck, it's a bitch I want to fuck.
Right.
But am I going to fucking fuck the finestest, big bootiest bitch, pick her for me and my man? Yeah, no, probably not.
Well, do you want to sleep with her? Would you sleep with her on your own?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I guess it depends how bad I want to sleep with her.
Mm-hmm.
I said my statement. I'm sticking by
my statement. She said what she said, y'all. I can see that. I mean,
unless it's like your homegirl. Unless it's like...
I can see how that would... I don't know.
It's insecure, but it's just how I feel sometimes.
It's real.
And it's real. And
it
also depends how your man makes you feel.
True.
Because if you're like...
Yeah, and as a man, if you are praising this new person way more because it's new pussy and it's more... And your wife has not seen you this excited in a long time...
You need to calm the fuck down.
Bring it down. Bring it down.
Pretend. Or you're going to lose your chances. Quick. Chill the fuck out. Don't even be smirking too hard, nigga. Oh, my God.
Are we threesome specialists?
I don't know.
Because I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
I'm lying. I've had threesomes with sexy. Oh, I was the guest. Okay, never mind. Whatever. You know what you like.
Yeah.
You know what he likes too. So get a little different. I'm just kidding. So I think that concludes.
Yeah, I think those. I think you know those are.
Do you want to tell your whorey?
Horror stories.
Yeah, so basically my horror story happened in Spain. I was out there with Trembling Lippe, and we were in Ibiza with a group of friends, and we were out dancing, having a really great time, drinking a lot of tequila and things, and we were dancing, and this girl came up to me, and I was just in the mood. It was spontaneous. I was just like, you know what? I'm in Spain. I want to share this with this person. Met the girl. I guess she was not as cute as me, for sure. And I was like, yeah, let's do this.
Sure. She'll do.
She was English. And we went back to the condo, and she ended up getting fucked up. Really, really fucked up.
At the condo?
Yeah, like she drank too much, did a bunch of too much. And
drugs?
Yeah.
Drugs also, we don't condone this. Some drugs help threesomes.
But some drugs may not help threesomes.
Yeah, so
for the man. For the man.
Oh, yeah, for the man. That's happened.
Mm-hmm.
They can enhance a threesome, or they could not.
Not be.
You need to know your body.
Not be excitable. yeah, and so then we, we start having sex, and I was really connecting with him. Like, that's what, it was really cool, because that was my first time not being a guest, and I understood why you feel empowered, because I know him, she doesn't know him.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is our thing.
That's
We've
also,
talked about
yeah.
it. We're making eye contact. It's sexy, like.
It could take your sex life to a whole different level.
Yeah.
A lot of times if once the guest leaves, the sex with the couple can heighten.
Right. Okay. So then at some point during the sex, she kept trying to she's like, I'm a dominatrix. And she kept trying to coach us.
What?
Yeah, coach me. No, coach him and me. And then at some point I got fucking annoyed.
She's a dominatrix. She
said,
what else?
She said, I'm a dominatrix. You know,
Put your leg up.
Yeah, she was like, you know, I'm going to tell
Pop
you
that
what
pussy.
To do. And I was like really I was feeling super empowered. Like, shut the fuck up, bitch. No.
You're not a dominatrix.
No. I'm the dom.
Bitch.
I make the rules, bitch. Low-key, that's how I felt. And that's how I acted. I was kind of a bitch. Not going to lie. So I was like, I think you should leave. And so, you know, thank God the guy that I was sharing this experience with, you know, could read me and was on the same page and was like, yeah, you should. And I was like, yes. That's how you do it. Teamwork.
Yeah, because sometimes it's too much.
It's too much.
Too much energy. And you're going to be able to be like, we're good.
It's too much. She shared a few things that made me uncomfortable. And I was like, bitch, you got to go. So anyway, she leaves. And, you know, we come back down to the room. Oh, because this all happened on the balcony overlooking the ocean.
You guys threesomed on the balcony?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And so we went back into the room, and then me and him continued to finish. And then we ended up passing out for like maybe 10 minutes. And his phone kept ringing. And I was like, what the fuck was calling? And I see that it's her. And I ignore it. I'm like, no, bitch. Like, bye. Calls again. And I was like, we're going to have to blur that
blah,
out.
Blah, 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 blah. And then what happened?
And he's like, you have to answer. And I'm like, fine. So I answer. And she's like, hello. I'm like, yes. She's like, please. I've fallen and I can't get up. I'm fallen and I can't get up. Literally, that's what she said. Like, I'm not fucking exaggerating. Oh, I was like Humpty Dumpty? Like, what the fuck?
With the accent.
With the accent, crying. Please come help me. Please. Please. And I was like, I'm such a bitch. I was like, let's leave her. The fuck, she'll have to figure this shit out. Like,
that would be like,
I'm done. It's 5 a.m. I'm fucking tired, you know? Like,
now that I've been falling and I can't get up.
So then, his nice ass makes us go out there. And take in mind, we're staying in like a fortress city. Like, we're staying in Old Town Ibiza, so it's like built into rock. So the stairs are like massive. You have to crawl up these massive stairs to get to the road. And we get to the top of the stairs, and the bitch is laid out in the middle of the street with her dress up. She looked like she had been seizuring. Like, she had like a little bit of foam coming out of her mouth. Bitch, I'm not even kidding. Her eyes were like rolling in the back of her head, and she was just crying. And I was like, oh my God. So we had to get her up, her down. He was like, you got to go get her water. So then I was so annoyed at that point because I had to crawl down those big ass stairs again, go get the bitch some water, come back, crawl up the fucking fortress stairs. And at this point, we're calling her a cab. And finally the cab comes. He doesn't want to take her because clearly she's fucked up. She's staying like on the other side of the island, and it was like 760 pounds to like get her there. So we basically paid for the pussy because we put this bitch in a cab for 60 pounds. And then the next day she WhatsApp. I still have, oh my God, I should play the WhatsApp message.
Oh my God, please.
Where is my phone? I have.
You never played this for me.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's, this is great.
Oh my God. It's so. Oh my God. Where is she? Oh man. Do I still have it?
Bitch, you better have it.
Oh fuck. Where is she? When did this happen? Did it happen?
July.
Oh, here it is. Yep. Here it is.
Hi, hon. I was calling you, but I couldn't get through. I just wanted to know that I'm home safe. I want to say thank you very, very much. You do not understand how much you've made my trip, and it really means a lot to me. I don't think I'll get to see you guys before you leave.
Hell no. Hell
I'm
no.
coming to LA
nope.
in October.
Nope.
You guys, whenever you come to London, come to Playboy, like...
Well, she's a Playboy. I've got the Playboy you. Cup in London.
Maybe not at the casino, because obviously I ain't got that kind of clout, but...
Okay.
But all the best places you'll ever. I'm so glad to meet you guys. You're lovely.
Wait.
Also, I forgot to say, I'm so sorry about that little, like, thing when I was thrown up outside and sitting on the floor. That probably made you even... You probably thought I was like, oh, my God, no, this fucking girl.
Yeah.
But, actually, I'm all right. I am sorry about that whole clever. Don't judge me off of that.
Don't judge me off of that!
Oh, my God. And on that note...
I can't believe I never played that for
you. I can't believe you never played that for me. All right. Oh, about that me throwing up on the floor. Oh, well, I'm all right. Well, I've made it. Don't judge me off of that.
Choose your threesome partners wisely.
Don't let the tequila interfere as much as it interfere with Erica's judgment.
Yeah, so that's my horror story because that was a hot-ass fucking mess.
Oh, well, that wraps tonight's episode of Top 5 Ways to Have a Positive Threesome Experience. Hopefully we find something more clever than the time this airs. Visit us on Instagram, goodmoms_badchoices. This episode is sponsored by Mila's Mobile Spa, Lashes and Facials, and Microblading on the Go.
She comes to you, bitches. And she's really bomb at everything she does.
Booyah! All right, good night. It's like very late.
Yeah, it is 1:25 a.m. Yep. Good night.
Ooh. This is fun.
Good night. Good night. Good moms after dark.
You know you don't gotta do it.